and welcome back to Talent Talk Season 2 with your new hosts, Kelton Robbie, Nick Lewis, and Dean Grassi. Today, we are joined by starting quarterback Brandon Lucas, who is leading the football team to an undefeated 6-0 season. Brandon, how are you today?
I wouldn't say leading.
Stop it there. It's 11 guys on a field here, Kelton.
It takes 11 guys to win the game.
I'd say.
Hey, I like that intro.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course you did.
Brandon, second time here, no? Big star athlete kind of guy, huh?
Yeah.
Always behind a mic, this guy. Can't lock him up.
I'm not rapping this time, though.
How was your morning, man?
It's all right.
What did you have for breakfast?
I'm so tired. I didn't eat breakfast.
That's weird.
Ooh, yeah. Our starting quarterback doesn't eat breakfast?
I'm not a breakfast guy, okay? I'm a big lunch guy.
That's like breaking news.
You just lost your starting spot.
Write an article.
Write an article.
So, Brandon. You guys are 6-0. How'd you do it, man? What's the secret?
It's just hard work and practice.
You guys grinding?
Yeah, we are. Coach Franco's got us.
The secret is me and Nick Lewis, if you really want to. But that's for a different day.
Yeah, sure is. That's a story for a different day.
So, Brent, how are you feeling about the big game this Saturday, huh? Are you ready? Are you pumped?
I'm actually
excited?
Really excited.
Sad?
Can I talk?
Just let him talk, man.
Angry?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I mean, I'm actually more excited for you guys because, like, I've already experienced a district championship. And
Kick us while we're down.
I mean, I still lost it, but, like, just the atmosphere and everything, it's so cool. And I can't wait for you guys to experience it, too.
It's a great experience.
Thanks, Coach.
Thanks, big brother.
Okay, so.
Big bro.
The game is against the Central Scarlet Dragons. You got any beef with them? You got any enemies over there?
No, I actually don't have any enemies with Central. I mean,
I heard one of them call you ugly.
Yeah.
If that makes you mad, I don't know. I mean,
they're always a big rival, though. So, like, we're not going to take them lightly.
Are dragons real?
No, of course not.
That's are scarlet dragons real?
So.
No.
Okay.
Just making sure.
So, there's been this thing going around. You might call it the bug. And it's the bleach bug.
The bleach hair blood bug.
Blug.
Are you going to catch the bug?
I think I'm catching it tomorrow, yeah.
No way.
Yeah.
So you're going to be all this whole dyed up.
All bleached up.
Dean, you better be doing it tomorrow, too.
I mean, you know, we'll see.
That's a bummer for you guys, huh?
Yes, hey, sir. You better be doing it, too,
Nick. Mr. Senior Picture Guy over here.
Yeah, well, I'll be doing it eventually.
What do you mean eventually? What does that mean? Eventually, like 12 years down the road from now?
The game's in 2 days.
Yeah. I've got to see
you
tomorrow.
You don't have too
maybe
much time,
I'll do it
man.
Tomorrow night, you know?
Yeah.
Something like that.
So, Brandon, what is your favorite moment of the season this far? I mean, I know there's multiple, you know, like playing with Dean and sitting on the bench with Dean and all that fun
Why
stuff.
Why are you on the bench, Dean?
Playing with Dean.
Honestly, my favorite moment was the first game of the year. We were probably the biggest underdogs that week, and we came out and beat Bellefonte, and that was just, like, what fueled us for the rest of the season.
It set the tone.
Yeah. Like, that after that game, I know me and Nick, we were just, like, ecstatic with the win. Dean.
And Dean.
Yeah, Dean, you didn't join us, so I didn't know how you felt.
I couldn't find you guys.
Lost in the crowd. There were no people there.
There were too many.
All right, Brandon, here's an interesting question. As you know, you're that guy. You're the QB. You get interviewed
that
after the
guy.
Game. You're the guy. But if you could play another position, what would it be? Where are you going?
I'm definitely running back.
I know. Yeah. Of course you would be.
Yeah, you would be that
that
guy.
That type of guy.
I didn't start playing quarterback until junior high, so.
And look at him. He's just a natural at it.
Yeah.
Just a natural
just
dude.
Just slinging it.
Thank you.
So, Brandon, you know, you're a good guy, right? I'm sure you have some role models out there. Who's one of your biggest role models?
Impress me.
I'm not going to lie. One of my biggest role models is my pap. Because I know...
great guy.
Yeah, he's probably the strongest human being I've ever been around. Like, he fights every day. And I'm just like, I look up to him so much.
Gotta love those sentimental feelings.
Yeah, man.
I am inspired right now.
Tears on my mic right now.
Let me wipe them away.
Some tears.
All right, Brand. So, how's Franco?
How's he holding
is he
up?
Good? I know you two.
He holding up, man.
I know you two are best friends more than you know me and him are. But how is he?
He's holding up well. He's very excited for the game, just like we are.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
It's good.
That's good.
I hope he's excited. He better be.
He better be excited.
Well, you guys see him at practice.
That's true.
You slack off once, you're benched.
I know. Trust me, I've been there before. I'm quite familiar with riding the pine.
So, Brandon, what's got to go right to win this game on Saturday?
Good question.
We have to put a offensive and defensive game together. If we get both of them working right, then we're going to be unstoppable. We haven't had a game yet like where both our defense and offense have had like a solid game. So that's what we need to do for the biggest game of the year.
Yeah.
Sure. And if you win this game, do you guys like move on or what's going on there?
I think we move on, but I have like no idea. The only thing I know
one week at a time, Kelp.
Yeah, the only thing I know about is we have a district championship Saturday. Anything after that is I have no idea what's going on.
That's all we're focused on.
I like that. You're focused on that one thing.
As you know, Brandon, or maybe you don't know. Maybe this is wrong, but there are going to be a lot of people there. 750, I think, on our side.
So I heard.
Any special people in the stands for you?
Ooh.
Or just the Tyrone Originals?
Any ladies, maybe? I don't know.
Now we're getting. I feel like this is the talk, you know?
Nope. The only people I know of are my parents. So
staying focused.
Yeah. Staying focused. I like it. Staying
true. Don't worry about the crowd.
Yeah.
All right.
Maybe pump them up once or twice with a little hand wave.
Hand gesture. Get them pumped up.
If the audience is listening, all 750 of you out there, we need you loud. Proud.
Loud and proud.
And angry.
Get them all riled up.
You better be there.
Don't be angry at us.
Don't be booing us.
Yeah.
No siree. All right, Brandon. You've been here before. You know what's next. We've got the fastest facts. Are you ready?
Sure.
Let's go. Pepsi or Coke?
Nah, I'm not a soda drinker, so.
Wow. Love or money?
I'll probably go with money.
That's interesting. What color cow does chocolate milk come from?
White.
False.
How would the world, and hear me out, how would the world, and you be, think about this in deep depth.
I thought that was fast.
How would the world be different if bananas were illegal? I need a full answer here.
You wouldn't get as much potassium in your body.
Oh, okay. Smart.
Pretty straightforward.
What is the least sexy name?
Nick Lewis.
There we go.
Dang, man.
You said fast.
In one sentence, how would you sum up the internet?
Slow at school.
All right.
Okay, another good question here. If peanut butter wasn't called peanut butter, what would it be called? Hey, fast here.
Uh-oh. Keep it PG.
Fast here.
Yep.
Let's go. Come on.
I don't know.
Skip. Butter. All right.
Just butter.
There's already a name for butter.
There is a butter out there.
I have no idea.
Okay. What is in your fridge right now at home?
Snapple apple.
And that's it? Just Snapple
apple. Just cases of Snapple apple. That's it. That's all he eats, drinks.
Breathes.
Snapple apple.
What is your least favorite mode of transportation?
Horse, I'm not a big bus guy.
Buggy,
not maybe? A big bus guy. Sure. No. Beans?
No.
No beans.
Not even lima beans?
Well, hear me out.
Baked beans?
Not even a big guy like you.
I'm not a beans guy.
We're going to stop this for a moment. Is it all beans or like green beans, lima beans, baked beans? You don't like any of those?
No.
Green bean casserole.
No.
not quite the health expert.
No, not at all.
Okay, back on track here. Have you read any good literature lately?
Nope.
Nothing.
Well, I mean, I'm reading Hamlet, but
that's like prime literature, man. Yeah.
That's the essence of literature.
You can't just say I'm just reading.
Just
Hamlet.
You know, it's just old boring old Hamlet.
Just Shakespeare. He wasn't anything crazy. Okay, celebrity crush.
Jennifer Aniston.
Good answer.
I thought you were Steen.
Yeah, any day of the week.
I can't disagree with you there.
There you go.
You always talk about
Jennifer Aniston around the table.
I agree.
Yeah, I'll second.
Okay.
All in favor, say aye.
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 Okay. Sweet or salty?
Salty.
Interesting.
Were you like, what was your childhood? You're not going to pick sweet, a nice piece of cake, or just a bottle of table salt? You're going to go with table salt.
That's weird. That's definitely weird.
Maybe.
I think most people say sweet.
Nope.
Are you like a trail mix Cheez-It kind of guy?
Yeah. Like, you know, I'm a friend.
Ritz crackers?
I'd say salty,
defend
man.
Your yeah. salt.
Dude, chips are good, man.
Yeah, chips are really good.
Dean, let's defend the sweet.
All right, but like
I think
sweet.
I'd like chips more than finish. Cake, honestly.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. They like chips more than cake.
Yeah, I mean, that just that shows true colors.
Right it there. Really does. Like, you know, you get a big thing of cake, you slice it, eat it.
Okay, well, I won't wait, say I won't
here's,
eat it.
Here's the actual yeah. definition.
If I have, like, a bag of chips, I might take that.
You sometimes. Guys walk into Gardner's Candies, okay, and you pick salty. So, technically, you would have to do this, but you walk into Gardner's Candies, and there's all these candy options and ice cream, and you guys go to the pistachio and peanut section. That's
okay,
what you're
pistachios
telling me?
Are good.
Salt?
Pistachios are good.
Really good.
No.
Pistachios are the best nut out there. I'll say that right now.
Wow. That's a bold statement.
That is pistachios a bold statement. I mean, there's cashews, there's walnuts, there's almonds, there's
coconuts.
Coconuts.
I mean, that's agree. Definitely a nut.
They are good.
And I just
cashews are up there. Probably the best sure.
Nut. Wait, isn't there like a type of seed that's a nut? I swear. I was just heard it from like Guy.
Nope.
What?
Okay, hold up. It was from like Guy Fieri, like Drivers, Dine-Ins, and Drives or whatever that thing
yeah,
is.
Yeah, I don't know.
He was talking about it. He was like, there's a certain like seed that is a nut. I was
yeah.
like, wow.
All right.
That's cool.
Kind of blew my name. That my name.
Anyways, I know I'm going into Gardner's and getting some Jolly Ranchers
ice cream,
and such. I'm
chocolate.
Not getting, I'm not getting salted nuts.
Like a like a normal human being would do.
Last question here. Who?
Why?
Where?
Who, why? No, you
got
to answer.
No, you got who. You're the who guy.
Who and why?
Where and when?
Oh, we're not getting it. Good. Come on, Brent. Who and why?
Who and why?
Who and why?
Last chance.
Who and why?
Last good. Question. Make it good.
Oh, okay. Darn.
Maybe there's a special someone out there.
No.
This would be a great way, you know.
No. If you're listening and you're Brandon's special someone, I'm going to need you to come to the game.
He just denied
number two
his love for you.
On the cheek in all black. That's how we know you're Brandon's girl.
Yeah.
The secret admirer, you're out there.
Yeah.
And I just gave you full on directions. Appreciate it.
Well, looks like we're running out of time here. Brandon, thanks for coming, man. It's a pleasure.
Thanks for having me.
Always, always.
And if you liked today's podcast, you can catch some more on Spotify, Apple Music, and Eagle Eye website. Have a good week, Tyrone, and let's hope we can win a couple district championships while we're at
couple.
It.